This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So recently, Skip Bayless did an interview with the Washington Post for a cover story that they did on him, where he finally discussed his exit from FS1's Undisputed. Now, overall, it was an interesting read, and I gathered many different things from it that I wanted to really just come on here and share, because I think there can be some great messaging. So first, let me give a summary of the article and break it all down. And then afterwards, in typical Wire to Wire podcast fashion, the real Wire to Wire podcast, the authentic and original podcast since 2018, I will share some takeaways because I think there are some interesting things that we can all learn or at least be mindful of. So here we go. Skip discusses leaving FS1's Undisputed after 8 years. So last year, him and Shannon Sharp, they had a tense exchange, and the tension between them remained a regular fixture throughout the remainder of Shannon's tenure before he finally left the network. Now, the narrative or ongoing belief at that time was that the relationship between him and Skip was irreconcilable. But according to Skip in this article, he actually never wanted Shannon to leave and was pushing for him to stay and for the network to keep him. And also, Shannon felt that Skip had lost all respect for him, but Skip says that he didn't actually lose any respect for him, but in fact, it grew more and more by the day. Now, this is something I'm questionable on, only because I seen that interaction. And I covered that interaction, the way he disregarded Shannon Sharpe's entire career whenever Shannon Sharpe was criticizing Tom Brady. But he says he respected him. It didn't really look like it, but it is what it is. Now, in the article, it was also revealed that Skip was actually planning on leaving FS1 to go back to ESPN and reunite with Stephen A. Smith. And ESPN even made an offer to Skip, but FS1 ended up matching that offer. And because they had a matching clause in his contract, he stayed at FS1. So this is interesting because he originally left ESPN in 2016 to go to FS1. And at the time when he was leaving, he called this his dream job and the opportunity that he was waiting for his entire career. And I want you guys to really remember this because this is something I want to revisit when I discuss the takeaways. But he acknowledges that FS1's Undisputed became a disaster ever since Shannon left. But according to Skip, it appears that he's no longer interested in the television industry and he wants to expand his horizons, especially in the digital landscape as well as in the film world. So according to this article, and what I'm going to say now is a direct quote from the article, he wants to create a digital network for a YouTube channel. He's already got his weekly solo show, but he is planning to add an interview show and a debate show. He said he's considering 5 or 6 different debate partners, though he declined to name names. And then in the article, they also mention that he's been having conversations with Lil Wayne about collaborating, right? And then the article continues. His other projects include a book about his years in television that he says he couldn't write while working for a TV network, and a screenplay centered on a LeBron James-like character that he plans to shop. Asked for any details on the movie, Bayless smirked and offered a lot of sex and religion. End quote. So, according to Skip in this article, he's come to the realization, right? And I'm going to quote the article here. "There is a freedom to the internet," he said, "without any bosses or corporate red tape." And the quote ends there. And then he continues to say, "I was able to make some money in television. Now it's time to make my mark." So what do I make of all of this? So it's good that he's finally speaking up and sharing his side of the story. You know, since Shannon Sharpe's departure, we got to hear his side of things and how it played out. And we also got to see Shannon Sharpe become a notable figure in the sports media landscape. So it's good to finally get Skip Bayless aside. Now, I can personally see Skip and Shannon one day having a sit-down conversation, clearing the air, right? It seems that Shannon, even though there was some tension, I believe that he still holds him in high regard. And after all, he always credits Skip Bayless for giving him the opportunity. And if Skip really didn't respect Shannon Sharpe before, he has no choice but to respect him now, because he has been dominating, talking about Shannon Sharpe here, the media game. So overall, you know, it was a pretty good read. Now, I want to get to the takeaways. For the takeaways, it goes in different directions from professional to personal, but here are some thoughts that came to my mind that I would like to share. Number one, in the article, it mentions that Skip Bayless is 72 years of age. Now, it's easy to look at it and say, well, he's 72 and he made a lot of money, so why not retire? But here's the thing. Sometimes age isn't always a defining thing. So the article points this out, and this is something that I've known about Skip for quite some time, is that he's a healthy person who takes good care of himself. He exercises regularly, he eats a good diet, and the article even mentions that his wife was making a health shake for him that contained 30 grams of protein and no sugar. So the guy clearly prioritizes his health, and as a result, he's aging well. So although he's 72, he still has big ambitions and is pursuing them. Now, taking care of yourself and focusing on your well-being are keys to a long, productive, fulfilling life. And Skip, you know, to be fair, doesn't look like the typical 72-year-old. He has a full head of hair, and he has a pretty muscular frame. So, with the right lifestyle, we can live long, healthy, productive lives if we so choose. And this also ties in to the second takeaway that I want to discuss, which is there's no age limit to accomplish our goals or our dreams. Now, Skip is a longtime journalist and a media pundit, but he believes at 72, it's not just about making money anymore, but about leaving his mark. And that's why he wants to pursue this venture of building a digital network, right? And he's working on a book and shopping around a screenplay for a film. So he's focused on his next act, and he believes that he has a lot left in the tank. And that's a great thing. It doesn't matter the age. It's not too late. And I hope Skip has a long, productive, and prosperous life ahead of him where he can continue to pursue his goals and make his vision become a reality. I think it's a great thing. And it goes to show that our goals and our dreams don't have an expiry date. The only expiry date is when we choose to stop pursuing them.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
So him wanting to do these things at 72, it's impressive. And it should serve as an example for us that it's not too late. If we focus and prioritize our self-care, we work hard in pursuing our goals. All of these things can work in tandem to contributing to our own personal development. But the key thing is it's never too late. And that's really the important thing that I want to emphasize. The third takeaway that I want to discuss, and I mentioned it earlier if you guys recall, and I want to revisit it now, is when I said that Skip was leaving ESPN to go to FS1. And he said that it was his dream job and the opportunity of a lifetime, right? And when he was making that switch from ESPN to FS1, he also mentioned in other interviews, I remember reading them at the time, is that he got tired of ESPN trying to filter out what he says and that Disney had too much control and censorship over ESPN. But then a few years later, he was in talks to leave FS1 to go back to ESPN. So why am I bringing this up? Well, it's for a few reasons. The first is that we should always be loyal to ourselves, our pockets, and our families before we are loyal to any company or organization. So understand that companies will always act in their interests, so we must act in ours. Now, in sports media, there's really only five paths, right? Generally speaking, you're either at ESPN, you're at FS1, or you're at a small, medium-sized media company, or you work for a local newspaper, or you just flat out go into independent media. And in many cases, three or maybe even four of those roads may lead to ESPN. So, from a sports media landscape perspective, it seems like there's a limited number of options. So it's not a surprise that Skip would have to decide between bouncing back and forth between ESPN and FS1. But despite everything, when ESPN didn't serve his interests, he went to FS1. And when he felt that FS1 wasn't serving his interests, he was willing to go back to ESPN. It's the nature of the business. Now imagine if he had left years ago and he left Shannon Sharp on his own at FS1 so he could reunite with Stephen A. Smith. Would he have cared or felt bad for Shannon Sharp? So when Shannon Sharp was forced to leave FS1 and he went to ESPN to join Stephen A. Smith, there's nothing to feel bad about. It's business. Everyone will always do what's best for them, especially in the professional world and in professional settings. So I believe that we should never get emotionally attached or caught up with any organization, department, or person. We need to focus on our interests and also maintain positive relationships with others, right? And another thing to consider is that the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Now, Skip probably thought, with all of the problems that he had with ESPN, that FS1 would be better for him. He was probably so happy to be at FS1, and he enjoyed it in the beginning. But then the novelty wears off, and then you end up running into the same gridlock as you did with the other company that you were at, right? Because, like I mentioned earlier, there's only a finite number of options in the sports media world. And it seems best to go back to where you came from, in the case of Skip Bayless at ESPN. Now, I'm probably willing to bet that's basically what happened. And you know what? That's a common experience. Always remember, we don't have to be in such a rush to leave that we start making short-term rash decisions. Sometimes the devil that you know is better than the devil you don't. So anytime you think about leaving an organization, take time to weigh the pros and cons. It doesn't make sense to just uproot and leave, only for it to be a lateral move or even sometimes a step backwards. Now, unless that step backwards can propel you further ahead, then maybe it's okay in that scenario. But typically, when moving on, it's best to go to an even greater opportunity where you're not going to face any setbacks or stepbacks. And the last takeaway, and really this one hits home for me more than anything, but I just think maybe you guys might like to hear it, is that the media landscape has more opportunities than we think. So sometimes I personally experience self-doubt, and I question myself on whether or not getting into and being in the media and publishing space was the right decision. But I try to remind myself of the bigger picture of what it is that I actually want to do, and that kind of helps me lock back in. Now, I imagine Skip Bayless probably felt the same way. He probably felt stuck between ESPN and FS1, you know, two companies that he worked for, but he didn't like very much. But he didn't really think that he had a choice between the two. And I think once he saw the success of Shannon Sharp, it gave him validation and encouragement to go all in on the independent route and to also pursue other avenues like doing a screenplay. Now, that gives me reassurance about my goals and what I want to do as well. Now, obviously, I'm not on the level of a Shannon Sharp or Skip Bayless or any of the top guys in the media landscape right now. You know, but never say never. Maybe with the right amount of hard work, consistency, refining my skills and developing strategy while aiming to get better, things might change. You know, who knows? But I'm a human being. And I get discouraged at times, but it's all part of the journey. But to see the vision that he has and seeing that there is some convergence with my vision, to me, that's reassuring. And it shows me that there's more than enough space and opportunity to make things happen. Now, me personally, I live with an abundance mindset. So someone doing something or accomplishing something, it doesn't take away from me. What's meant for me will find me. And what's meant for others will find them. So I don't mind applauding and doing the work while waiting for my turn to come. Because I believe if and when the time is right, it will. And I hope those of you listening that are thinking about pursuing something or are actively pursuing something, I hope that this resonates with you and that you can even implement this kind of thinking too. So when I read this article, you know, these are the thoughts that crossed my mind, and I decided to make it into an episode. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and you can also follow me and the podcast on social media. You can even check out my books. Everything will be in the description. Until next time.
Little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly.